This is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent with the Wildcat Extension District. Now that lots of forage sample results are coming across my desk, I'm also getting the question, what do these numbers mean? Or the comment, my neighbor said he had his hay tested. What all can you test for? The most basic information needed to develop a ration from a specific feedstuff, dry matter or moisture, crude protein, and an estimate of the energy content. Generally, energy is presented as total digestible nutrients, or TDN for short. Tacking on the analysis for microminerals like calcium or phosphorus can give a broader picture of the quality. Labs can also give us the amount of cell wall contents within the forage sample. This is the bulkiness correlated to the animal's intake of the feedstuff. You'll see this value called NDF, or neutral detergent fiber. Another number on the lab reports might be acid detergent fiber, or ADF. This is a measurement of the cellulose and lignin, leading to the digestibility of the forage. A higher ADF value indicates a more mature plant. Additionally, the acid detergent fiber value is used to calculate energy estimates. If the forage is a known nitrate accumulator, like sorghum, sedan grass, or has large amounts of Johnson grass, including a nitrate analysis should be considered, especially if the forage will be fed to pregnant cows. Most analytical laboratories have packages that include the most common numbers that a producer might need. Then you can add on other tests, like neutral detergent fiber or macrominerals such as calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, potassium, sodium, or sulfur. Including some additional analysis in the report can give insight into the quality of the feedstuff and improve the ability to predict animal performance. The objective of analytical testing of feedstuff is to improve our ability to meet the animal's nutrient requirements and ultimately predict animal performance. The unequivocal best method of evaluating the quality of a feedstuff is actually feeding the ingredient to an animal and marking performance over a set period of time under a specific set of conditions. But since that wouldn't be cost-effective or timely, methodically appraising feedstuffs in a certified laboratory is the next best thing. There are, of course, points for errors, but lab testing is undeniably better than the "this looks like really good stuff" method of evaluation. Once you have your forage or feedstuff analysis in hand, calculating the amount to feed based on an animal stage of production is the next step. If you'd like assistance with creating these rations, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.